With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Northeast, New England in particular, struggling to get back on their feet following yesterday's strong storm that knocked out power to hundreds of thousands, flooding roads and bringing down trees.
In Cape Natick, Maine, station WMTW recorded waves crashing on the shoreline. Monday's storm forced flight cancellations, school closures, and killed at least four people. The National Weather Service says by mid-morning, more than 5 inches of rain fell in parts of New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, and wind gusts reached nearly 70 miles an hour along the southern New England shoreline. In Hingham, Massachusetts, an 89-year-old man was killed when high winds caused a tree to fall on a trailer. I'm Donna Warner.
With Iran-backed rebels in Yemen showing no sign of quitting their attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea, a 10-nation coalition has been formed to confront the problem. The coalition is led by the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, saying that his state has no choice, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed several bills aimed at tightening security along the southern border. There's more funds for border barriers and more power for police and the courts. In a few hours from now, a private Washington funeral for former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
The public paid their respects to O'Connor yesterday inside the Supreme Court's Great Hall. She made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. Today, a private funeral will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. The service will feature tributes from President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street futures higher this morning. Dow futures up 84 points. NASDAQ futures better by 29. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Church moves a step closer to embracing gay marriage. Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican explains the radical change in policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy should not be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The Pope recently suggested that blessing of gay couples could be offered under some circumstances if the blessings weren't confused with the official ritual of marriage. This is SRN News. There's a recall of pouches of cinnamon applesauce with ingredients from a plant in Ecuador. The applesauce was sold in the U.S.
FDA inspectors say cinnamon tested from the plant had levels of lead more than 2,000 times higher than a maximum level proposed by the agency. The spice was supplied to Austro Foods, which made the pouches. The applesauce pouches were sold under three brand names, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Wise. The CDC says at least 125 children from 22 states may have been sickened by lead poisoning. FDA numbers have fewer kids getting sick, but the cases cover 27 states. The FDA says lead has not been detected in any fruit pouch products made without cinnamon and sold in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
When they realized they weren't going to be paid, employees of the largest nursing home in St. Louis walked out, prompting it to close, 170 residents being bused to other facilities. More details, SRNNews.com.